I said, "No, Kamala, come, come, the tale has not begun." But it will, and there's a dance called the Kamala in it. That's the one thing I see clearly. Roland dancing. Why or for whom, I don't know. Anyway, I asked T why she wanted to know about the Dark Tower, and she said, "You're safer when you're with the gunslingers." Joking, I suppose, but an odd joke for T. Not much like her. June 17th, 1999. Talked with Rand Halston and Mark Carliner tonight. They both sound excited about moving on from Storm of the Century to Rose Red or Kingdom Hospital, but either one would fill my plate up again. I dreamed of my walk last night and woke up crying. "The tower will fall," I thought. Oh, Discordia, the world grows dark. Question mark. Headline from the Portland Press Herald, June 18, 1999. Walk-in phenomenon in western Maine continues to resist explanation. June 19, 1999. This is like one of those times when all the planets line up. Except in this case, it's my family all lined up here on Turtleback Lane. Joe and his family arrived around noon. Their little boy is really cute. Say true. Sometimes I look in the mirror and say, "You are a grandfather." And the Steve in the mirror just laughs, because the idea is so ridiculous. The Steve in the mirror knows I'm still a college sophomore, going to classes and protesting the war in Vietnam by day, drinking beer down at Pat's Pizza with Flip Thompson and George McLeod by night. As for my grandson, the beautiful Ethan, he just tugs on the balloon tied to his toe and laughs. Daughter Naomi and son Owen got here late last night. We had a great Father's Day dinner, people saying things to me that were so nice I had to check to make sure I wasn't dead. God, I'm lucky to have family. Lucky to have more stories to tell, lucky to still be alive. The worst thing to happen this week, I hope, will be my wife's bed collapsing under the weight of our son and daughter-in-law. The idiots were wrestling on it. You know what? I've been thinking of going back to Roland's story after all. As soon as I finish the book on writing would actually not be a bad title. It's simple and to the point. But right now, the sun is shining, the day is beautiful, and what I'm going to do is take a walk. More later, maybe. From the Portland Sunday Telegram, June 20th, 1999. Stephen King dies near Lovell home. Popular Maine writer killed while taking afternoon walk. Insider claims man driving lethal van took eyes off the road as he approached King on Route 7. By Ray Ruthier. Lovell, Maine. Exclusive. Maine's most popular author was struck and killed by a van while walking near his summer home yesterday afternoon. The van was driven by Brian Smith of Freiburg. According to sources close to the case, Smith has admitted that he took his eyes off the road when one of his Rottweilers got out of the back of the van and began nosing into a cooler behind the driver's seat. "I never even saw him," Smith is reported to have said shortly after the collision, which took place on what locals call Slab City Hill. King, author of such popular novels as It, Salem's Lot, The Shining, and The Stand, was taken to Northern Cumberland Memorial Hospital in Bridgeton, where he was pronounced dead at 6:02 p.m. Saturday evening. He was 52 years old. A hospital source said the cause of death was extensive head injuries. King's family, which had gathered in part to celebrate Father's Day, is in seclusion tonight. Kamala, come, come. The battle's now begun. And all the foes of men and rose rise with the setting sun.